Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union studios at the Butzmir Building in Athens.
25-20, fourth sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. And by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. You can't spell Haug without the U, the G, and the A. HaugLawGroup.com.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios in the Butzmir Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
And a good Tuesday morning to all of you in Dog Nation. Welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable, coming to you from the heartbeat of Dog Nation, the Georgia's Own Credit Union studio, and presented by the Haug Law Group. And as many of you have been reading and hearing, there are big changes afoot in the world of NCAA athletics, primarily as far as the student athletes are concerned and their opportunity now to take advantage of their name, their image, and their likeness, and monetize that, something that has been an absolute no-no for years, but it is now coming into fruition for these student athletes to get that opportunity. And a guy that's going to be playing a major role for schools across the country is a former Dog, a guy that was a Ray Guy Award winner, one of the outstanding punters in the history of college football, and at the University of Georgia, our very own Drew Butler, who is now the executive vice president for the collegiate program for Icon Source out of Denver. And Drew, thanks so much for taking time to be with us. I would ask you to try to explain, but as simply as you can, just kind of for the average fan that maybe hadn't been paying that close of attention, kind of tell everybody now where we're headed, although it won't be on an even, it looks like it's going to be kind of staggered for some, but where we're headed here.
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. So great to talk to you, man. Congrats on announcing your retirement. Everybody in Bulldog Nation loves you and wishes you the best. And it's a really exciting time. For the average fan, the rule change that was signed by Governor Kemp last week in the state of Georgia is that student athletes in the state of Georgia, as of July 1st, 2021, will be able to be compensated for their name, image, and likeness. And that's a monumental change in college athletics. We think it's the biggest change in 100-plus years. But the NCAA still wants to keep amateurism. And that's what everybody can agree upon. So keep in mind, the money is not flowing through the universities. The universities are not paying these kids on top of their scholarships if they are on one. What this is an opportunity for student athletes of any sport in any location, as well as soon as the NCAA signs off on federal legislation, to make money off their individual name, image, and likeness. So small businesses in Athens, small businesses in Statesboro, Atlanta, they can now engage with student athletes and say, hey, are you interested in a paid endorsement opportunity to promote our company, our restaurant, our bar? We want to be able to utilize a student athlete. They can usually speak pretty authentically to something that they're interested in, and now they can get paid for it. So the money is not flowing through the universities. It needs to be disclosed and monitored the right way. The brands and student athletes need a way to engage with one another, and that's what we do at Icon Source. We provide the platform that can do all of that, and most importantly, get these student athletes paid the right way, disclose all that information to whatever the university, wherever their desired location is for all that information, keep all of this above board, and give brands and student athletes the peace of mind and confidence to facilitate these deals, knowing that they're doing it the right way.
So, Drew, it will not flow through the university. It will be directly between the student athlete and the business that is hiring that student athlete. Is that correct?
That's 100% correct.
But there will be transparency. Is that also?
There has to be. Yes, sir. There has to be transparency, and that's what we do at Icon Source, right? So a lot of people who follow Georgia closely saw that Georgia signed with a group called Altea Sports Partners a couple of weeks ago, and we love Altea Sports Partners. I mean, if you look at their founder and CEO, Casey Schwab, the team that he's put behind him, they are fantastic. And what they're going to do for UGA, rightly so, is educate the administration and the student-athletes about the rule changes, consult with the student-athletes hand-in-hand, and let them know what's right and what's wrong in this space, work with the administrations in lockstep to tell them, here's how we're going to navigate what will seemingly be something new every single day. And our hope is that Altea Sports Partners would vet Icon Source, our platform, see what we do at the professional level at a very high level every single day from a deal-making perspective, and say, you know what, UGA student-athletes, this is the place you need to go to facilitate your endorsement deals. We do it in the right way. It's extremely streamlined and efficient. And when that deal is done, we take all that information, the contract that was signed, the payment that we secure and process and transact, and any communication between the student athlete and brand, we can take all that information and automatically send it to Georgia's compliance department, disclosure platform, however they want us to do it. And the best thing is, Chuck, we don't cost Icon Source, the University of Georgia, a penny. We can't have a contract with them. We do not have any transaction with them because we're a true third party. Since we are doing the deal making, we cannot be in a relationship with the university. We just want to provide that transparency for them so that they know what their student athletes are doing.
Can you tell me, Drew, and just looking back for yourself, had this rule been in effect when you were playing? Do you think you were a punter, but you were a darn good one, but there would have been opportunities for you perhaps to, pad the wallet a little bit while you were in school working so hard at your sport?
Yeah, you know, I think about it often. And like you just said, yes, I was a punter. And keep in mind, this is going to be a meritocracy. I mean, if JT Daniels throws 5 touchdowns opening weekend against Clemson, if he's on Icon Source, he's going to have a hell of a lot of opportunity to cash in, and rightfully so. You look at some athletes at Georgia, Matthew Bowling, track star, 200,000 followers on Instagram. He will have immediate value on July 1st. Would I have had that opportunity? I think to a degree. But somebody like Aaron Murray, my co-host on Punt and Pass, he would have made hundreds of thousands of dollars while being a collegiate student athlete, and rightfully so. I think the perfect case study is a guy like Keith Marshall. I've talked to Keith many times over the past week. He's in business school at Emory right now. He is a total stud. Everybody remembers how marketable Keith was, how much success he had on the football field. Gershel, he was a star at the University of Georgia. He would have made plenty of money on his name, image, and likeness. And unfortunately for Keith, his knees didn't hold up. He kept getting injured, and he did not have the professional career that he had envisioned or that anybody had envisioned for him. But that is one of the many, many examples that you can point to and say, wow, this NIL rule change will really be a positive effect for these student athletes.
All right, there's going to be, obviously some unintended consequences. There are to everything. Are there any parts of this that worry you down the road?
You know, I think the most important thing now, Chuck, is to take the first step. NCAA President Mark Emmert made comments over this past weekend that said, we want to help the federal government create sweeping legislation that covers all 50 states so that there is not different rules in each state. And the states like Georgia and Florida and Mississippi and Alabama are putting pressure on the federal government and the NCAA to do that. I think the biggest thing is make the first step. The first bill needs to be very basic. Allow these kids to make money off their name, image, and likeness. Obviously, there will be guidelines, rules, and restrictions, which most people support. This is a bipartisan issue. Everybody can commonly agree it's time. Student athletes need to get paid off their name, image, and likeness. And from there, you can build off of that legislation as this industry continues to ebb and flow. One of my biggest worries would be some people who want to create a union for student athletes. That, of course, would create an employee and employer relationship. There's 460,000 student athletes in the NCAA. That is a very, very large swath of kids who are ages 18 to 22. I don't know if they knew everything that would come along with unionizing, becoming an employee, maybe having their scholarships taxed. That is a slippery slope that I don't think we need to go down. I think it's important to allow these kids to make money off their name, image, and likeness, but uphold amateurism, and that's what everybody's goal is.
Well, there's always been, you know, the people from the outside that would look and go, well, gee, you know, regular students at the University of Georgia can go get a job and can work and can earn money. You know, why can't the student athletes? And that's been a huge drawback to football and basketball and, you know, to the student athletes, the opportunity to go get a job somewhere.
Yeah, look, if you're an athlete, specifically at the University of Georgia, if you're a student athlete, whether you're on scholarship or not, it is a gigantic privilege. I mean, the resources that you have at your fingertips, the support that you have daily, the opportunity to go to a great school like Georgia, being in Athens, just walk around some of our facilities, Rankin Smith Center for Student Athlete Academic Education, it's absolutely phenomenal. You know, you cannot take that for granted one bit, and the older I get, today's my 32nd birthday, I sit back and go, man, I still wish I had that, because you might take for granted while you're in school, but as soon as you graduate, the farther out you get, you go, wow, that is absolutely amazing. But with that, you do have to give up some stuff, right? You don't have the life of a regular student. You don't have the time to go work a job. Heck, I was in Grady School of Journalism. I wanted to be a broadcast journalism major, and I couldn't even do that because of our football schedule. Back then, you had to work for the on-campus station. You couldn't do that during the spring because of workouts and spring practice, and obviously you couldn't do it during the fall because of games and travel. So that was one of the things that I had to give up, and I got my telecommunications degree from Grady, which, of course, has been amazing. But those are just some of the examples of the things that you do have to sacrifice as a student athlete. While there are many, many more privileges and resources that you get to utilize, you do have to give up some of that. Of course, one of those would be able to work a job while you're in school and still trying to compete for national championships.
Drew, before I let you go, I got to get your read on this Georgia football team and particularly these special teams.
Yeah, I'm fired up, man. I mean, special teams might be the most solid group as of right now, you know, sitting here in May looking towards that first game against Clemson. And you look, when I was in school or when I was in the pros, if you win special teams on Saturday, that's one-third of the game that's going to help you be the victor. And when you are getting ready to go up against a top three team in the nation like Clemson and Charlotte, you're going to have to be aces on special teams to win field position, win some hidden yardage, maybe sneak a possession or get a turnover. Those are gigantic momentum-changing plays. Jake Camarda has just an absolute cannon for a leg. I mean, I looked at what he averaged in the spring game. If you took all four of my spring games and combined them, I don't even think I would have averaged that. He's ridiculous. Podlesny, obviously, with that huge kick in the Peach Bowl last year, he's going to be having to live up to some hype this year, but I think they're up for it. Coach Cochran has those boys playing at a high level, and I am fired up for Georgia football this fall. Really looking forward to getting back to Athens to take in some games.
And, Drew, my belated birthday gift to you is don't let your dad club you out on the golf course, okay?
Hey, I won't, Chuck. I'm going to try to keep that tradition going. And
yeah.
We love you, buddy. Happy retirement. And hopefully we'll see you a little bit this fall, right?
No doubt about that. I'll be looking forward to it. Give the best to your family. And, Drew, thanks for being with us. All right, now stay with us because we're going to take a break. But when we come back, I've got some very interesting numbers for you as they pertain to basketball roster attrition in the Southeastern Conference. That's next on the Bulldog Roundtable.
The only Atlanta station broadcasting live from Athens all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
Hi, this is...
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
That's Dooley, and you're listening to the Georgia Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan. Now on FM at 93.7, Go Dogs.
And welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable. Let's turn our attention now to baseball, because the Local 9, our Georgia Bulldogs, heading down to the SEC finale, I think it is this week. Is it, Scott? Is that the finale?
Well, actually, we got 2 weeks left. Yeah, we go to Florida, and then we finish up at home against Ole Miss.
Okay, so it's the last road series.
Correct.
On the road against the Florida Gators, and that's going to be obviously a huge series, and a little bit reminiscent to you, because that's where you were headed last year when everything came unglued.
Yeah, we were on the bus heading to Gainesville. You know, they were number one in the country. We were number two in the country, and it was nationally televised. It was played up. I mean, it was just anticipation for that series was huge, and we got about an hour and a half outside of Gainesville, had to turn the bus around, and then the season was canceled. So pretty pretty surreal, to be honest with you, to go through it and think about it, how it happened.
Well, here we go. Another opportunity to go get the Gators. 28-18 you're sitting at right now, and 11-13 in the conference. Tell me how you feel about the team, because, quite honestly, you've played the number one team. This is kind of unusual. You've played the number one team in the nation twice this year, and went 3-3 against them both times on the road.
Yeah, we went up to Vanderbilt about a month ago and won 2 out of 3 and played really well. And you know, thought we played really well this past weekend at Arkansas. You know, Arkansas is right now, I mean, the consensus number one. They're number one in every single poll and number one in the RPI. And they had 10,000 plus. They had over 30,000 people for the weekend. Don't look at the attendance on the box score, because that's not correct. They had everybody that could fit in that stadium was in there, and it was a great atmosphere. Our kids just battled like heck, and three close games. We won the Saturday game, had a chance to win Friday and Sunday, and just couldn't do it. But we played really hard, and we've played well against those top teams, and we've just dropped a couple games that, you know, we feel like we wish we could have back, and that's usually the way it goes. They kind of woulda, coulda, shoulda. But we are in good shape to get into postseason, to get into an NCAA regional with this conference. It's the number one conference in the country. Just need to finish strong. We go to Florida. We host Ole Miss. And here's another thing. Florida started the season ranked number one, and Ole Miss spent about 3 weeks ranked number one. So that's four teams that we're playing, three of them on the road that have been ranked number one this season.
And Scott, you know, I got to tell you, this is one of those situations where you look at this Georgia team, and it seems like the better the competition, the better you play.
Yeah, we have played really well. When you put it that way, we have. And you know, that's good and bad. You'd like to see more consistency. And as a coach, sometimes that drives you crazy a little bit to have some ups and downs. But when these kids' backs have been against the wall, they've played extremely well. So we're looking forward to going down to Florida to play in a brand-new ballpark. I mean, it's just a beautiful place. Watching it on film, it looks unbelievable. So looking forward to getting down there and playing them. It's going to be a great series. And then we play Georgia Tech in the middle of the week, coming back on Tuesday. And then we wrap up with Ole Miss. So the last seven games of the season are against rivals and top teams in the country.
That's amazing, you know, to have those road games like that to – you know, and then come home to finish it out, though. That'll be good. Talking with our Ike Cousins head baseball coach, Scott Strickland. And Scott, let's talk a little bit about a guy that I'm really excited about. You got a left-hand pitcher that's a true freshman that's out there throwing, you know, in the mid-90s and having the success that Liam Sullivan is having. You got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, we've got several freshmen that we're excited about. Liam Sullivan's last 10 innings in the league, he threw four scoreless against Auburn. And then he starts on the road, his first ever start. He goes to Arkansas, number one team in the country, national TV, Friday night, under the lights, 10,000 people, and threw six, gave up one run, struck out 11, was 93-95. I mean, just was unbelievable. So, you know, he gets to go back out there again this weekend at Florida, and it's a week of preparation for him to work and to get better. But, yeah, it was a really pleasant surprise. We didn't know what we'd get. Because he's been a little up and down, as some freshmen are, but his last 10 innings have been as good as they possibly could.
And, you know, we're just excited about what the future holds for him. Jaden Woods, Luke Wagner, all these freshmen left-handers have done really well for us.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. When you see a guy like Sullivan starting to have the success late in the season that he's having, are we seeing a guy that's starting to kind of figure it out at this collegiate level?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, the good and the bad about it is because of the injuries that we've had, three of our top five starting pitchers coming into the season are out. C.J. Smith, Will Childers, and Garrett Brown. All three of those guys are out. They haven't, you know, CJ pitched a little bit early in the season, but Garrett and Will have been out all season long. So what that means is other guys get opportunities. So Liam, Jaden Woods, Luke Wagner, Hank Bearden, all these freshmen are getting innings that they probably wouldn't be getting if those guys were healthy. So the bad thing is you've got freshmen out there kind of learning on the job. The good thing is those guys are growing up and getting better. So Liam Sullivan is way ahead of probably where he should be because he's been out there getting experience. He had some lumps that he had to overcome early on, but, man, he's been really good. So these freshmen have grown up a little bit quicker because they've gotten the opportunities.
Can you see a little more pep in their step, a little more like, hey, you know, there is that point where that little light switch flips and they go, I belong here. And that makes a huge difference in their confidence.
Yeah, there's no question. When you have success, you feel a little bit better about yourself no matter what you're doing. If you're good at what you do, you stick that chest out a little bit. You put that chin up a little bit higher. And I think that's what you're seeing. Jaden Woods, you know, certainly feels the confidence when he goes out there that maybe he didn't have those first couple of weekends. And now he's starting to believe that, hey, I'm the best guy out here. And Liam's success that he's had here lately has kind of put him in that situation. Luke Wagner threw a really good inning for us yesterday at Arkansas. So excited about, you know, him getting better as we move along. So all these kids are getting better. They're building confidence. And we're excited about what we've got left here in the season. And we're excited about the future, too.
Let's talk a little bit about guys swinging the stick. And Connor Tate, one of those guys that's kind of helping you out. But talk a little bit about, you know, how the hitting has been.
Well, you know, again, when you go into Arkansas, we knew it was going to be a challenge, but we did out-hit him for the weekend. And, you know, and when you, the final thing is you look at the score, what happened in the score. They beat us 2 out of 3, but all three games were close. We're swinging the bat fairly well in the league. We're about middle of the pack in just about everything. Pitching, we're a little bit in the, you know, upper third of everything. But, you know, I've been fairly happy with the way that we're swinging the bat. We do have some young kids that are kind of learning. Fernando Gonzalez is hitting .333 in the league, and he's a freshman. Corey Collins is a guy that's had a little bit of struggles in the league, and I think he's – when you're a freshman and you hit in the three-hole, it's really tough. It's a challenge, and that's something that we've just talked about. Corey's going to hit in the big leagues. He's going to be a really good player, and he's kind of learning on the job. But, you know, overall I've been very pleased with, you know, Connor Tate obviously has swung the bat really well. Josh McAllister is another guy that swung the bat. He's got 8 home runs and 6 of them in the league. Riley King, just Mr. Steady for us. And so we've got a good lineup, and, you know, we've got some experience. We've also got some young kids, and we're just looking forward to keeping these guys going.
Fair to say the biggest disappointment to you has been defense. That has not been as sharp as, of course, maybe it would have been impossible to be as good as you've been the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, we've led the country, you know, close to leading the country in defense the last 3 years. And when you look at our overall fielding percentage, is pretty good. You know, we're 976, which is, to me, 975 is average, so we're slightly above average. But in the league, we haven't fielded as well. This past weekend in Arkansas, we did field it well. And when you're going to play the number one team in the country on the road, you better defend. And we made one error this weekend in the three games, but overall we played better defensively. And that's going to be a key for us coming down these last 2 weekends. Going to have to pick it up and throw it over and cut out the walks and do the little things. And that's how you beat good teams.
You see, there that just goes to show you, when you set that bar so high that you did for those 3 years, as you say, you know, you just tick down a little bit and people start going, oh, gee, you're not as good.
Well, yeah, we've had a great 3-year run, and we're trying to get to the postseason for the third straight year. I mean, last year I think we all know that we would have been in the postseason, but this program has never been in the postseason 3 years in a row in the history of our program, which is crazy to think about, but we've never been there 3 years in a row. So last year would have been 3, and you know what? That's an asterisk. It didn't happen. So, you know, this year we're trying to fight to get back there, to get this team back into postseason. We love where the future of this program is headed. But we got to get this group back there. I think it's important for older guys and certainly important for our younger guys to get that experience.
Scott, I'm with you on this. These young men are fun to watch, and they are exciting every single time they take the field. And to see them play against, the very best of the best week in and week out and battle like they do, I mean, makes you proud. Really makes you proud.
Yeah, there's no question, Chuck. And even with some games that we've been down, I think back to, the Tennessee, we're down 9-0 in the third inning. Next thing you know, it's 9-7 against South Carolina. We're down 7-1, and next thing you know, it's 7-6. So these kids have not stopped fighting no matter what the score is, and I'm proud of them for that. We just got to keep hanging in there and finish this thing strong.
Scott, you're the best, my friend, and really appreciate your time here with us today on the Bulldog Roundtable. Best of luck. Go get those Gators this weekend.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Chuck.
All right, there's our Ike Cousins head baseball coach, Scott Strickland, here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable. Our thanks to all of you in Dog Nation for being with us here today. Stay tuned now for Home Team in Hamilton. They're next on 680 The Fan. Let's have a great Bulldog day, everybody.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open! Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.